sound. And then you took the words right out of my mouth. Oh, it must have been while you were kissing me. You took the words right out of my mouth. And I swear it's true, I was just about to say I love you. Giza got
Bonjour, ni Anishinaabe do.
Bonjour.
And welcome back to the show. Welcome back to Bonjour, Nana Bonjour, a podcast about Ojibwe language and culture. And you know, we were talking earlier. Oh, I'm sorry. And this is the lovely and talented Natasha. Bonjour, sweetie. Say hello to these guys.
Bonjour, Kakina. Hello, everyone. And welcome back to the show.
Yeah. Well, we were talking earlier, you know, the seven grandfather teachings. There are seven values in the Anishinaabe way. And each of these values is represented by an animal.
Yeah, huh?
So like you got love, right? And love is represented by the eagle.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like what? There's the bear represents bravery. And the wolf represents humility. Beaver represents wisdom. And a turtle represents truth. And the buffalo represents respect. But the seventh value, and I don't know what order these are in, but is represented by Bigfoot, you know, honesty. Sabe is the, you know, the animal that represents honesty. And the weird thing is, most of the time, if somebody says, oh, I saw Bigfoot, people would be like, ah, you liar. You didn't see a Bigfoot.
Yeah.
You're lying. But it's weird we would say that because, you know, that's the one thing that Bigfoot doesn't represent. He represents the truth.
Yeah.
He represents honesty.
Hmm.
He doesn't represent the truth. The turtle represents the truth.
Oh, right.
But honesty, being honest, is, you know, what Sabe represents.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder why that is.
Hmm.
Should we give him a call?
Yeah, sure.
You still got his number?
Hold on. Okay, I'm ringing him up right now.
Hello. Hello there. May I speak with Sabe? Yeah, this is Sabe. What can I do for you? Oh, hello, Sabe. This is Nana Bonjour. We're on the air. You're on Bonjour, Nana Bonjour. Did you hear me, sir? Yeah, I heard you. What of it? Oh, well, I didn't know why you didn't really respond there. I don't care for your show. What now? I don't like your show. I'm sorry, is this Bigfoot? Yeah, this is Bigfoot, and I don't care for your show. Oh, okay, sorry. Well, do you mind if I ask you a question while I have you on the line? Yes, I do. I was on my way to the bathroom. I have to go to the bathroom. well, just take a minute. Make it quick, because I really got to go. What? I got to go number two. I had a lot to eat.
Oh, gross.
Okay. It's a lot of information I didn't really need. But we were talking on the show that you represent honesty. And can you explain why that would be?
That's because I'm always honest, right? I'm just honest. I'm brutally honest. Now I'm going to go. I don't care for your show. I think it's silly. And now I'm going to go sit on the toilet and go to the bathroom.
Okay. Well, there you have it, folks. Sabe, Bigfoot. And say what you will, he is being honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for being on the show.
I think he hung up.
Oh, okay. So, Bay, he represents honesty. Not necessarily representing politeness. All right. Well, hey, on that note, let's make that the Ojibwe word of the day. Weakwa dizzy win. Honesty. And, yeah, so Bay, he sure is honest. You want to send us out, sweetie?
Oh, I'd love to. Well, hey, everybody. Just want to say, me guach bizendawi egg. Thank you for listening. And thank you for watching. Booju, nana booju, neman wendum, oma noom noom. Yeah!